Lesson 12, Doctrine and Covenants, Section 10. Introduction. Following the loss of the 116 manuscript pages, the prophet lost the power to translate. Following a period of humble prayer and repentance, the plates and the Urim and Thummim were returned to Joseph. The Lord commanded Joseph not to retranslate the portion of the plates corresponding to the lost 116 pages, and he revealed Satan's plot to destroy the work of God. The Lord then commanded Joseph Smith to translate the small plates of Nephi. He also explained the purpose of the Book of Mormon and its role in establishing his church. Suggestions for teaching. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 10, verses 1 through 4. The Lord restores Joseph's gift to translate. Ask students to briefly review what they learned from the previous lesson about the loss of the 116 manuscript pages. Remind students that because of the prophet's repeated requests to allow Martin Harris to take the manuscript pages and the subsequent loss of those pages, Moroni took the gold plates and the Urim and Thummim from Joseph Smith. Moroni later returned the plates and the Urim and Thummim. Sometime after their return, Joseph Smith received the revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 10. In this revelation, the Lord instructed Joseph regarding what to do with the portion of the plates from which the lost manuscript came. Summarize Doctrine and Covenants, Section 10, verses 1 through 2, by explaining that the Lord reminded Joseph why the power to translate had been taken from him and what happened as a result of his mistake. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 10, verses 3 through 4. Ask the class to follow along, looking for counsel the Lord gave as Joseph Smith began to translate again. Ask students to report what they find. Why do you think Joseph Smith needed to be counseled not to labor or to translate more than he had strength? How can the counsel in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 10, verse 4, guide us as we serve the Lord? Note: Doctrine and Covenants, Section 10, verse 5, is a Scripture Mastery passage. Studying Scripture Mastery passages will help students increase their understanding of basic doctrines and be prepared to teach them to others. You may want to suggest that students mark Scripture Mastery passages in a distinctive way so they will be able to locate them easily. Refer to the teaching idea at the end of the lesson to help students with their mastery of this passage. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 10, verses 5 through 37. The Lord warns of Satan's plans to destroy Joseph Smith and the work of God. Display a snare or trap, or draw a picture of one on the board. You may refer to the drawing on page 40 of Lesson 12 in the manual. How could a device like this represent Satan's intentions toward us? Ask a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, Section 10, verse 5 aloud. Invite the class to look for what the Lord commanded the prophet Joseph Smith to do in order to escape Satan. What can we learn from this verse? Students may identify a variety of principles, but be sure to emphasize that as we pray always, we will have power to overcome Satan and those who serve him. Consider writing this principle on the board. How can prayer help us to, quote, conquer Satan and escape those who uphold his work, end quote? Invite a few students to share examples of how prayer has helped them resist Satan's temptations. Remind students that they should not share experiences that are too personal or private. Explain that the Lord warned Joseph of a trap Satan had set to try to destroy the prophet and the work of God. Invite several students to take turns reading aloud from Doctrine and Covenants, Section 10, verses 8 through 19. Ask the class to follow along and identify the plan of the wicked individuals who were then in possession of the manuscript. What was the plan of the wicked individuals who had the manuscript? To discredit the prophet and the work of the Lord by altering the words of the manuscript. If Joseph had translated the same material again, they would have said that he was unable to do it the same way twice and therefore had no gift. Hold up the trap or snare you displayed previously, or refer to the drawing on the board. Explain that in Doctrine and Covenants, Section 10, verses 20 through 29, the Lord speaks about Satan's influence on the wicked people who obtained the 116 pages of manuscript, and how Satan accomplishes his wicked purposes. Divide the class into pairs. Ask one student in each pair to read Doctrine and Covenants section 10, verses 20 through 29 silently, looking for what these verses teach about Satan's aims. Ask the other student to read the same verses, looking for the strategies Satan uses to accomplish his aims. After sufficient time, invite students to share what they have discovered with their partners. What do we learn from these verses about Satan's purposes? Students may discover a variety of principles, but be sure they identify the following truth. Satan desires to destroy the work of the Lord and our souls. You may want to write this truth on the board. You might also suggest that students mark the words and phrases that teach this truth in verses 22 through 23 and verse 27. From what you read in these verses, how does Satan seek to destroy the work of the Lord and our souls? To help students understand and feel the importance of this truth, ask the following questions. Invite the pairs to discuss their answers. What evidence have you seen that Satan uses deception, anger, flattery, and lying to destroy the work of the Lord and our souls? How can being aware of Satan's intentions and methods help us avoid and escape his traps? Invite students to spend a few minutes writing in their class notebooks or scripture study journals about methods of the adversary listed in Doctrine and Covenants section 10, verses 20 through 29, that they have felt or seen. Also ask them to write about what they can do to avoid or escape Satan's traps. After students have had sufficient time to write, summarize Doctrine and Covenants section 10, verses 30 through 37, by explaining that because of wicked people's plans to destroy the work of God and Joseph Smith's reputation, the Lord commanded Joseph not to retranslate the portion of the plates from which the lost 116 pages had been translated. Doctrine and Covenants, section 10, verses 38 through 45. The Lord commands Joseph Smith to translate the small plates of Nephi. Invite a few students to take turns reading aloud from Doctrine and Covenants, section 10, verses 38 through 42. Ask the class to look for what the Lord commanded Joseph to translate, instead of having him retranslate the portion of the plates from which the lost 116 pages had been translated. What did the Lord command Joseph to translate? Why? Help students understand how the Lord had prepared for the loss of the 116 manuscript pages. Explain that the lost document contained the translation of the Book of Lehi, which was in Mormon's abridgment of the large plates of Nephi. Mormon had been inspired to attach the small plates of Nephi to this record for a wise purpose, which at the time he did not understand. The small plates of Nephi covered approximately the same time period as the Book of Lehi. After the loss of the 116 pages, the Lord commanded the prophet Joseph Smith to translate the material from the small plates of Nephi. Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants section 10, verse 43 silently, and look for an important truth the Lord wanted Joseph Smith to understand. As students share their ideas, write the following truth on the board. The wisdom of God is greater than the cunning of the devil. You may need to explain that cunning refers to the use of tricks to deceive people. How does the Lord's plan to replace the lost manuscript illustrate this truth? Invite students to read Doctrine and Covenants section 10, verses 44 through 45 silently, looking for evidence of the truth in verse 43. According to Doctrine and Covenants section 10, verses 44 through 45, why are the small plates of Nephi of greater worth than what was lost in the 116 manuscript pages? How does knowing that God prepared a way to compensate for the 116 lost manuscript pages help you more fully trust Him? Doctrine and Covenants, section 10, verses 46 through 70. The Lord explains the purpose of the Book of Mormon and its role in establishing His church. Summarize Doctrine and Covenants, section 10, 46 through 61, by explaining that in these verses the Lord testified that He answered the prayers of His Nephite disciples by preserving and bringing forth the Book of Mormon in our day. Invite a student to read Doctrine and Covenants, section 10, verses 62 through 63 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the Lord said that the Book of Mormon would bring to light. What will the Book of Mormon bring to light? The true points of Jesus Christ's doctrine. According to verse 63, how will the Lord use the true points of His doctrine to overcome the work of Satan? Invite a student to read aloud the Lord's concluding promise in Doctrine and Covenants, section 10, verses 67 and 69 through 70. Ask students to follow along and note phrases that are meaningful to them in light of what they have learned today. Invite students to share which phrases are meaningful to them and why. Conclude with your testimony. Scripture Mastery, Doctrine and Covenants, section 10, verse 5. Divide the class into multiple teams, two or more students per team. This activity will work best if each team is sitting in a row. Ensure that each student has a piece of paper and something to write with, and that students' scriptures are open to Doctrine and Covenants, section 10, verse 5. Instruct the students that when you say go, they are to begin copying the Scripture Mastery passage on their papers. When you say pass, they are to finish the word they are writing and then pass their paper to the team member next to them. The last person in the row will need to walk his or her paper to the first person in the row. When they receive the papers from their teammates, they should continue writing the passage where their teammates left off. Each time you say pass, students once again pass their papers to their teammates. The first team to have the complete passage written on every teammate's paper wins. You may want to emphasize that the passage must be legible. Repeat this activity a few times. Each time students complete this activity, they will become more familiar with this Scripture Mastery passage. At the end of the activity, you might ask for volunteers to recite the passage from memory. Note, because of the length of this lesson, you may want to use this activity on another day, when you have more time.